You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Tavo in brachot, it says that may this brachot come to you vehisigucha. Hisigucha means the hasig, means to catch you. So the blessing is that Hashem says that may this blessing will come to you and will catch you.
Amen.
So the point of matter here is, what does that mean? So when we are blessed with a blessing, so the good thing is good enough. So why it says vehisigucha? It's like the blessing is that the blessing will chase after you and catches you. What does that mean? You notice?
Yes.
No?
Things will go easy.
Go easy? What do you mean? For some problem that you'll be blessed with blessing, what does it mean that it will catches you? Olam Haba? That's another 500 years. No, here, you need the blessing here. Please give it to us. No, we need it. We need it. Pass it here. No, we need it here. We need it here. What does it mean? No, it says that may this blessing will come to you and it will catch you. What's the blessing?
It's the source of the
blessing. Zechut. If you have zechut, yeah, the blessing comes. Yeah. If you come early, so then we have a zechut.
Maybe it says so you shouldn't lose the blessing. It should always come after you.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, but the point matter here is, when we are blessed with blessing, that's good enough. We get a Misha Barach, and that's it. So here there's an interesting point that Vehisikucha also means hasaga. Hasaga means to be able to have wisdom.
Wow.
Meaning, it says that ve'yavoh alecha kol habrachot ha'ele ve'hisigucha. Meaning, you tell a kid to go to sleep. Does he think this is a blessing? Or not a blessing?
Not a blessing. To the kid is not a blessing.
It's not a blessing. Why? Because he'd rather to stay
up.
You tell the kid, don't play with the cell phone. Is that a blessing or is not a blessing?
Not a blessing.
It's not a blessing. Why?
Because
he wants to play with the cell phone. You tell someone don't eat pizza. He thinks it's a blessing or not a blessing?
Not a blessing.
It's not a blessing. So now here, the message is very powerful. And that is, many times, we have access to blessing. And we're not wise enough to understand it's a blessing. Let's say, take care of yourself. You're not permitted, you should not eat sugar. It's not good for you. You have to have enough sleep. There are many addictions that people had, and there are new addiction, and that is to be worried, to have a stress, to get angry.
Cell phone is the worst one.
No, we covered that already. So here there are addictions that the people, if you tell them, should not be worried, you should not let pressure get into you. You should not hold grudges. But they don't understand this is blessing till Chas v'Shalom matter becomes very crucial. And then they realize, ay, 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 what did I do to myself?
Possible.
Well, so that's our point here. When it says vehisikuha, meaning you don't realize, you can raise your hand. The lift waiter, Hashem give him refuah shelema, that he thinks to lift a weight, 500 pounds, then he's, whatever that he thinks it is. And then he realizes 5-10 years later, he cannot stand straight. By the time that he was lifting the weight, he wanted to brag that I'm able to do this. And that applies to every one of us. Because we feel, I can do it, forever. But then you realize, no. There's a pain here, there's a pain over there. There's an appointment with the doctor today, another appointment a couple of more days. There's a test here, there's a test there. What happened? Because you didn't realize that this blessing you should have, chokhmah, to be able to take care of it. But because you felt that you'll be okay forever, that's not a shame, but in practicality, didn't happen. So, why did I do this to myself? I could have been more careful to eat properly, to sleep right, to not get angry, to not have stress, to let go! But unfortunately, the other blessing that he was around me and I could keep him as a blessing, then they turned the other way. Yavo alecha kol berachot ha'ele, but vehisiguha, you have to have hasaga to keep it blessing. And obviously, anything that we obtain, oh, we make a decision. It's not that we feel, it's a blessing. But then all of a sudden we see, what did I do? What happened? How come things have changed? Because, unfortunately, my chokhmah was not as upgraded to realize I have to handle it to stay blessing the kids, family, friends. And you see, unfortunately, it doesn't happen. You take advantage of the matters. You, a little bit become, selfish, self-centered, and then what? Supposed to stay blessing. Then, unfortunately, it's not blessing anymore. It's a very, very powerful message that we have to make sure that the blessing that Hashem has given us, we keep it as a blessing. Amen. Happened to be a story about a gentleman. Unfortunately, things became very, very, very downhill. And he was in a very, very crucial status financially. So he decided to write a letter to the Ribono Shel Olam. So he wrote a letter, said, Avinu Shebashamayim, our kind father, in a couple of days, they're going to cut off my electricity. And there's no gas. And I have no money to buy food and clothing for my kids. Please, right away, send 2,000 shekel at least so I can pay for electricity and so on. So he puts it in the envelope and put it in the mail. So in Doar, post office, they have lots of letters that the address doesn't make sense. And what do? They throw it away. So happened to be the manager sees a letter, it says, address to Ribono Shel Olam. And he wrote the his return address also. So he opens it. This is there's a letter of a request, you know, what he goes through and his money. So he sent somebody to find out to this address what's exactly going on. And then they do research. Yeah, this guy is very in a bad situation. So he tells the workers that, you know, to raise money. To raise money, 1,500 shekel. So they put it in an envelope with the address and put it back. They put it, send it to him. So he receives the letter. It's, wow, Baruch Hashem, you know, what they, you know, nisim v'niflaot. So he pays for all the bills. And then a few weeks later, because it was just, you know, paid up, he writes a new letter to Ribono Shel Olam, says, Ribono Shel Olam, I don't know how to thank you, that, you know, what the chesed you did for me, but please, please, please don't send it through the post office, because they took $500 for themselves. They took service charge. Send it straight. Yeah. It's a story. It's a true story. No, Tuesdays we always say true stories. Chalak Hadosh, that's how it is. All the blessing that Hashem Yitzhak has given us, we don't realize. We say, you know, $500 is missing. Rojan, what is missing? You know, you have to thank the Ribono Shel Olam. But that's how it is. This is missing. This is not, you know, 100%. Rojan, take it and be happy and go on. And now, it should be like this. And that's what exactly, before Rosh Hashanah, we are told, V'yavou alecha kol haberachot ha'ele. But you have enough brain to realize these are blessing and keep it as a blessing. Keep it as a blessing. Whatever that Hashem has given you, it's hard. It could be a, you know, very, you know, hard challenge, but why you want to destroy it? Why? Keep it as a blessing. And that's what the task that we have. בזאת השם, המשפחי, זכיר אותנו בשנה, מלא ישועות, שמחות, נחת, בזאת השם, נחת מילדים, שכולם יהיו סדירים וסדרניות, הרב קושקון, בזאת השם, הם בתי מלא שלום.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.